Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Man, oh man, is the summertime already flying by? I mean, it's supposed to be July in just a few days. As I come to you all on this June 29th, 2020, I really hope you all had a great weekend out there. I know I did. You know, it was a beautiful one. Especially yesterday, right? Sunday was gorgeous. I got a chance to get out and get my Al Woods on a little bit. You know, I went to the driving range and hit a large bucket of balls and, you know, got myself back into a golf rhythm. I'll probably try and play around later on this week. But it was just beautiful, and I really enjoyed it. And I really hope you all are staying safe and trying to enjoy the summer days as much as possible. I really hope you guys are still staying safe because the pandemic has ramped up a bit. As I'm sure many of you know, our nation is trying to scramble to really figure out how to get this thing under control. But we are still in the midst of the first wave, and there are multiple states out there, actually most of the states within our great nation, are seeing rises. Yeah, pretty wild stuff. So, you know, we got to stay safe. Please wear your mask. You know, I know that is a bit of a controversial topic right now, and it seems to be leaning towards becoming a political topic out there. But where I stand is just simply a matter of being selfless and putting health first. You know, just wear a mask. And look, to all of my fellow millennials out there, look, we know, I know, the summer is very tempting, especially for those of us here in Michigan where we don't get this weather 12 months out the year. You want to get out and about, you want to travel, you want to see your friends, you want to live it up, right? Well, that's fine and dandy if it was a normal year, but when you go out there and you meet up with friends and you party and you do this and that, you are putting not only yourself at risk of contracting the virus, but you're putting others at risk of contracting it. And you know, I'll elaborate more on this later on because this has just been heavy on my heart the last few days, especially last week when we saw the numbers continue to rise. But I just want everybody to be safe, and I want us to get out of the woods on this. And the only way that's going to happen is if we all do our part, if we're all on the same page. Some of us can't be on the same page and others on a different chapter, because that's only going to lead to these numbers continuing to get further out of control. All right. But again, I'll save my big rant for later on this hour. Want to keep it positive because we got some sports talk to dive into on today's Current Sports. Yesterday, the football world heck, the sports world in general was completely shocked by the news of Cam Newton's new home. If you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock these past few hours, Cam Newton is now a member of the New England Patriots. He is going to win that starting job. I don't know why that's even a debate right now. But Cam Newton is the new quarterback for the Pats. And what does this mean for the future success of Bill Belichick, who is trying to continue that dynasty that is the Pats? And I've got a take on Cam that I think is normal, because I do believe, you know, let the cat out the bag right now, to let the Cam out the bag right now. I think this automatically makes the New England Patriots Super Bowl contenders. When everybody kind of buried them after the news of Tom Brady heading out to Tampa Bay out in Florida, the Sunshine State, this move keeps the Pats on your tongue. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Cam out there and seeing what he does with the talent that is on that Patriot squad. So we'll dive into that. Also, I want to talk about Tom Izzo being named Big Ten Coach of the Decade. You know, funny story. Last week on Friday's show, you know, as I was recording it that morning, you know, I had talked about how Denzel Valentine and Draymond Green, you know, how they were named to the Big Ten Network's All-Decade team, along with Cassius Winston. Can't forget Cash Money as well. But, you know, the Big Ten Coach of the Decade Award hadn't come out yet. And I was just commenting saying, look, if they don't just give that thing to Tom Izzo right now, if they don't end up giving it to him, that will be an absolute crime. And it was like right when the show aired at 1, because I'm recording in the mornings now, you know, as I record from home, right at 1 o'clock on Friday, that is when it was announced that Tom Izzo was indeed the coach of the decade. So I was a little behind on my news on Friday, if you listened. but Tom Izzo is that guy, and I'll touch upon what made him the clear front runner winner of the Big Ten Coach of the Decade Award. All right, so we'll get to that. And then on the back end of the show, I'm going to have a weekend winners segment for you guys, and I'm going to talk about you know, who won in the sports world this past weekend, the sports world and beyond for that matter. And I do have a weekend loser that is pretty clear, pretty obvious, and that is the Detroit Red Wings, a team that many thought was going to have the number one overall draft pick in this year's National Hockey League draft. That didn't happen. That did not happen. I'll explain all of that and so much more. You all know that you can be a part of today's and each and every edition of Current Sports by picking up that phone and not calling us. Well, you can call, and you can actually, I've been pubbing this since last week, leave us a voicemail and I'll roll that voice message on the show come the next show. All right, so you can pick up the phone and dial 517-355-WKAR. That's 517-355-9527. Call that number, leave a voice message, and I'll play it right here on WKAR's Current Sports. You can also weigh in by texting that same number. So you can call or text that same number. Hop on social media and let your voice be heard that way. You can tweet me at AlMartinWKAR or tweet the show at WKAR News. And you can also weigh in at Facebook.com. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment anywhere on that page or shoot us a message and we will see it. So while you all are scrambling to weigh in, you know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hits headliners for this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, let's start here. The University of Michigan's athletic department has released a projected deficit for the upcoming 2021 fiscal year in light of the coronavirus pandemic. And before I read this number off to you guys, if we're talking about the University of Michigan losing this amount of money, can you imagine what other universities are going through? Well, U of M is projecting a $26.1 million athletic department deficit for the upcoming fiscal year. Athletic Director Ward Manuel presented the department's operating budget at Thursday's Board of Regents meeting, hosted virtually via Zoom. The university's overall budget was voted down by the board, who split the vote 4-4. Now, it wasn't immediately clear whether the athletics department budget would change when the overall budget is approved, but the athletic department projected the deficit based on operating revenues of $135.8 million and operating expenses of $161.9 million. Now, the expected deficit is, again, due to the coronavirus pandemic, and U of M's fiscal year begins in just a few days on July 1st. So, and if you haven't been looking at your calendar, July 1st is on Wednesday. Hard to believe that, right? The holiday is this weekend, July 4th. So, again, I say that if the University of Michigan's athletic department deficit is $26.1 million, can you just imagine what other universities like that of Michigan State University's deficit is? That's U of M. That's a program, a school that thrives in athletics, just like Michigan State. Just really puts in perspective just how the coronavirus pandemic is impacting so much. All right, as I just mentioned, Tom Izzo, he has been named as the Big Ten Network's Coach of the Decade, college basketball Coach of the Decade. And if you remember, his decade began with that whole speculation of him possibly testing the waters of the NBA. You know, I was a sophomore in college when that happened. And I'll, you know, expound upon that experience, what that experience was like for me as a student witnessing that in just a moment. But, you know, this is working from home, folks. You know, I got grass cutters outside right now. So excuse that if you hear that in the background. I'm keeping that in. Hey, this is how working at home is. You know, I'm not in a cozy studio. All right. That's realness here on Current Sports. OK, you probably heard that in the background. Excuse that. But his decade, you know, if you remember, it began in 2010 with him looking at the Cleveland Cavaliers job and deciding to eventually turn it down. But that was a wild, wild time. So it ended, though, with a Final Four appearance and another sandwiched in between. It was one of the reasons the Michigan State coach was named the Big Ten Basketball Coach of the Decade by BTN on Thursday. And I thought that announcement was made on Friday, actually, but I guess on Thursday that was announced. The Spartans went 264-95 between the 2010-2011 and 2019-2020 seasons. The Naismith Hall of Famer took his team to the Final Four in 2010, 2015, and also in 2019 with one player from each of those teams, Draymond Green, Denzel Valentine, and Cassius Winston earning Big Ten All-Decade honors as well. Green and Valentine both won National Player of the Year awards, while Winston joined them as first-team All-Americans. So pretty remarkable the decade that Tom Izzo had, and it would have been really nice to see Tom Izzo possibly add another Final Four to that already stellar resume and have another shot at possibly winning that oh-so-sought-after second national championship. And speaking of Draymond Green, he delivered a strong message to the NCAA. It's time for college sports to change. The Saginaw native and former Michigan State basketball star, he co-wrote an editorial for ESPN.com with U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, calling for athletes to be paid using schools' push to play during coronavirus pandemic and the ongoing racial unrest as starting points for discussion. This is a bit of what Draymond Green wrote. Quote, as mostly white college athletic directors require their mostly black football players to return to campus for voluntary workouts amid a growing pandemic, we can no longer ignore how both the COVID-19 crisis and the growing movement for social justice require us to have an urgent conversation about the fundamental inequalities in college sports today. I love that, and it's so true. The letter called progress toward athletes being able to profit off their name, image, and likeness. Quote, a matter of simple fairness, but also just a baby step toward reform. So it's always great to see athletes be more than athletes in these instances and use their big platform to spark change and speak up for what they see is unjust. Because, you know, as I always say, like Uncle Ben from Spider-Man, that famous quote, with great power comes great responsibility. And we all know that there are going to be, when you speak up for social change, and there's a lot of politics involved in that argument, we all know that at the end of the day, when you speak up for social change, there are going to be people that disagree with you. And to be willing to take that risk and to put your brand out there to speak up for what's right, I mean, that takes some courage. That takes some guts. So shout out to Draymond Green for doing that. All right, now to the Detroit Red Wings. I know, Red Wings fans, you all are not feeling well today. And it's going to take a while for this bad taste to get out your mouth. Because we all expect it, you all expect it, that the Winged Wheel would get that number one overall NHL draft pick. Didn't work out that way, and the draft lottery turned out to be a dud for the Red Wings. So, but you never know, the player they could pick may still turn out to be a great, great addition to the team. But, you know, when you're the worst team in the NHL, you expect to get that top pick, right? And then we get into the conversation of tanking and so on and so forth. But you expect to get that top pick. But the Winged Wheel will have to settle now for the fourth overall pick. Number four. Don't get number one, you get number four. So, I don't know, to try and make you guys feel a little bit better about that, you know, history buffs will recall the last time that happened in 1983, the Wings consoled themselves with Stevie Y, Steve Yzerman. The captain led the organization to its second dynasty, winning three Stanley Cups from 1997 to 2002. And now Yzerman is charged with rebuilding the Wings and choosing the best player available after a team to be named later picks first. The LA Kings second, the Ottawa Senators third. This is what Yzerman said after Friday's lottery. Quote, I think we're going to get a real great prospect, and hopefully that prospect turns into a player that can move the needle. knowing it's the fourth pick, there are going to be great options for us. We are going to be very excited about the prospect that we get, and he will have tremendous potential to be a good NHL player. So that's Stevie Y looking at the glasses half full amidst the disappointment of not getting that numero uno pick. We'll see what happens, right? Again, hopefully, hey, you never know. Maybe history repeats itself and you get a transformative player with that fourth overall pick in the same way that you get Stevie Y, that you got Stevie Y, who is now the mastermind at the helm of this team. All right, Detroit Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire, he knows the 2020 year will look and sound much different from any other previous year in baseball. From a 60-game schedule to not having fans at Comerica Park, it's going to take some getting used to. Training camp begins on July 1st, with games starting on July 24th. Now, further guidelines will be implemented by teams and Major League Baseball as necessary. But one rule could force Gardenhire to wear a face mask, in the dugout. This is what Gardenhire had to say concerning the mask, and the mask is becoming such a controversial topic in our world today. I will never understand it, but this is what Ron Gardenhire had to say. Quote, "If I have to wear a mask, that's definitely going to be really different. But if that's what it takes to keep myself healthy and everybody else healthy, that's what we'll do." End quote. When the MLB announced earlier that it was starting the season, the league noted non-playing personnel must wear masks in the dugout and bullpen at all times. Now, it's unclear if a manager, somebody that's actively communicating on-field strategies, pitching changes, and lineup decisions, it's unclear right now whether managers will get a pass as it pertains to that. But there have been a lot of changes that the MLB announced in regards to trying to stay safe when baseball does get underway. And that also includes there's no longer spitting during play. There are no longer, you know, the chewing of sunflower seeds as well. And again, if you are not out there in the field playing, you got to rock a mask. So we'll see how the players deal with that change, and we'll see if managers will be required to mask up. All right. Also, as I mentioned, former NFL MVP Cam Newton has reached an agreement on a one-year incentive-laden deal with the New England Patriots. How about that? Newton will now step into the mix to try and help replace former Patriots signal caller, the man who I call the greatest quarterback to ever do it, Tom Brady, who left to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in free agency. The Pats did not select a quarterback in April's draft, with 2019 fourth-round pick Jared Stidham and 11-year vet Brian Hoyer, former Michigan State QB, atop the depth chart. Now, a source familiar with the Patriots' thinking said the agreement with Newton was appealing to the team as a low-risk, high-reward situation, factoring in Newton's health, a modest contract, and New England's transition at quarterback without Tom Brady. Now, in a brief message posted on Instagram on Sunday night, Newton wrote, quote, "I'm excited as I don't know what right now." And he also included the hashtag, Let's Go Pats. The Carolina Panthers released Newton, who was the number one overall selection in 2011 on March 24th, ending their 9-year relationship. And Newton basically came out and said, look, the Pats didn't want me. Simple as that. And now, the Pats, I'm thinking about the Patriots right now. The Panthers did not want me. And that is why that relationship soured and ended. So, moving forward, looking at the Carolina Panthers right now, I mean, Ron Rivera is no longer the coach. That's just a different situation right now. More on Cam Newton in just a moment. And also, moving along forward, speaking of the New England Patriots, kind of some bittersweet news here. But again, this fine is just a drop in the bucket. I mean, we're just talking about $1.1 million. That is nothing for that organization. But the National Football League did indeed fine the New England Patriots $1.1 million and took away a third-round pick. Now, that's kind of significant. In the 2021 draft, among the punishments for their television crews filming the field and sideline during a December 8th game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. Now, in addition, the Pats' television production crews will not be allowed to shoot any games during the 2020 season, and senior club officials will undergo required training on league operation and game policies. Now, the NFL also banned David Mondilo, who was suspended by the Pats at the time of the NFL investigation, from NFL facilities until further notice. So before the league's discipline, Mondilo was terminated by the Patriots. The Patriots did admit that their production crew inappropriately filmed the field and sideline. The crew was credentialed by the Browns to shoot video for a Patriots web series called Do Your Job. But the Patriots did not inform the Bengals or the NFL, which the Patriots called, quote, an unintended oversight. Now, I know there's going to be conspiracy theorists out there that are going to say, oh, here we go, Spygate 2.0. The Patriots did this in the past, and they're continuing to do this. But really, you know, as I stated when this news came out, we are talking about the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. And I believe that the Patriots were scheduled to play, I believe it was the Browns, like the following week or, you know, 2 weeks later. But you don't need this, you know, some kind of behind-the-scenes film to beat the Cleveland Browns. I mean, come on now. Bill Belichick could beat the Cleveland Browns or the Cincinnati Bengals, for that matter, in his sleep. So, look, it was an unintended oversight. And I really do believe the Patriots, even though they've had some fishy things happen in the past. All right, we can't ignore that. But this right here, this is nothing. And I think a fine of $1.1 million shows that it's nothing. And look, when it comes to NFL draft picks, look, these guys are hit or miss. Most of these draft picks don't turn out to be the guys that you thought they were. It's really hit or miss when it comes to drafting in the NFL draft. All right? Okay, that will do it for your current sports quick hit headliners. As I mentioned at the top, multiple ways in which you, yes, you, listening to me right now, be involved with the show. I love hearing from our listeners out there. You know, I'm really missing it right now because when we were normally live in Studio West, I mean, I love hearing from you guys via phone call and getting a chance to chat that way and reading your comments when we were doing Facebook Live. And now that's definitely missing because of, you know, the adjustment that we have had to make here at WKAR's Current Sports. But I still want you to be a part of the show because you, yes, you are a part of the Current Sports family. You can pick up that phone and you can still let your voice be heard by leaving us a voicemail at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Look, we all leave voicemails on the daily, so why not do it here on WKAR's Current Sports? So call us at that number and weigh in there. You can also tweet at WKAR News, at Al Martin WKAR, and you can also message us, leave us a comment anywhere on the Facebook page of facebook.com/WKAR News. And also, I want to note, you can leave a voicemail at that same number, 517-355-WKAR. You can also text us at that very same number. A few of you have done that, but not recently. All right? So let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'm going to elaborate more on the signing of now new quarterback of the New England Patriots, Mr. Cam Newton. And I'll talk Tom Izzo being named as the Big Ten Network's Coach of the Decade. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Let's get right to it. Cam Newton is now a member of the New England Patriots. How about that? You know, we were speculating where Cam Newton was going to get a job after last NFL season. You know, things really soured with Newton and his relationship with the Carolina Panthers, especially, and I'm sure this had to do a lot with it, you know, when Ron Rivera parted ways with the organization and decided to go and leave. And that is such a big loss for the Carolina Panthers, as he is now the head coach of the Washington, you know, of Washington. I refuse to say. I'm not going to say, because, you know, I've had conversations with many of my Native American friends out there, and they hate that name. You know what name I'm talking about. So I will no longer say that name here on WKAR's Current Sports until Washington decides to take a stand and change that name of the National Football League. But Ron Rivera is now out in Washington, and the outlook is not great for the Carolina Panthers. But, you know, if you're Cam Newton now, and Cam Newton, look, Cam Newton has come out under a lot of fire because, you know, his latest seasons haven't been great. You know, he's had injury problems. And look, Cam Newton still, is a man who nipped at a Super Bowl. And there aren't many NFL quarterbacks out there who can say that. All right? But when it comes to consistency and winning the big games, you know, Cam Newton has come under criticism. But, you know, a lot of this has to do with injury-shortened seasons. You know? That's just how it's been. You know, he's had a nagging shoulder injury that hampered play, you know, during the 2018-2019 season. And, you know, also, looking at, again, not winning a big game. So you add on, you know, the right injury, the right shoulder injury. Actually, in January of last year, he officially underwent, if you remember, right shoulder surgery. So, you know, that's a problem when you are a quarterback, right? And then also, you know, in a poll orchestrated by writers at The Athletic, Newton was voted as the most underrated quarterback in the league by 85 defensive players from 25 teams. He was ranked 87th by his fellow players in the NFL Top 100 Players of 2019. So even with that, and even with the struggles and the underperforming and not winning the big games, Cam Newton is still very highly valued in the eyes of his peers, which is awesome. And look, and on the flip side of that, look, Cam Newton has won some pretty big games, though. You know, again, I'm just talking about recent history, and a lot of that has to do with injury. So I kind of give Cam Newton a pass. And he's done some remarkable things. You know, in 2016, in that opening game of a Super Bowl 50 rematch against the Denver Broncos, he surpassed two of Steve Young's NFL records, one for the most career rushing yards, most career rushing touchdowns by a quarterback, getting his 44th, and the other for most games with a passing and rushing touchdown with his 32nd. Pretty remarkable stuff. But again, after that season, that's when he had the surgery to repair a partially torn rotator cuff in his throwing shoulder. So he's had like two shoulder surgeries when really looking at it. That's tough. That's tough. I mean, when you're talking about shoulder surgeries as a quarterback, I mean, come on now. But he still won some big games. You know, in 2017, the Panthers made the playoffs as a number 5 seed. In the wild card round against the Saints that year, he was 24 of 40, 349 yards and 2 touchdowns, as though the Panthers came up just a bit short. 31-26 was the final. And in that year, Newton was ranked, again, 2017, he was ranked 25th by his peers in the NFL Top 100 Players of 2018. So, since the Super Bowl year, that was back in 2015, so that was 5 years ago, and in which Cam Newton was really brilliant that entire year. The Panthers lost that game by a score of 24-10. And if you remember, in February of 2016, so that season, Cam Newton was named as NFL MVP. I mean, he was NFL MVP just 5 seasons ago. Cam Newton is still, it's like everybody's forgotten that this dude was one of the best, or in that season, the best quarterback in the league. They've forgotten that. And Cam Newton has a lot to prove. He's got a big chip on his shoulder. And I think going to New England is a place coached by arguably the greatest football coach of all time in Bill Belichick. That's a place where there's something in the air. And you know what that something is? Hard work and brilliant leadership. That's what that something in the air is out in New England, where players go there, no matter what stage in their career they may be, and they are turned into stars. Or they find that star play that eluded them in seasons prior to. Something happens out in New England, and again, that something is really the leadership of Bill Belichick and the culture he has created out in New England. And now, with Cam Newton, who by now should be fully recovered by that injury. I mean, again, there may be some still lingering effects. I mean, we're talking about shoulder surgeries. At the end of the day, Cam Newton, in my opinion, really has no excuse not to excel out in New England, because there are no excuses when you play for Bill Belichick out in New England. So it's being reported that Cam Newton is going to sign a 1-year deal worth $7.5 million with the Pats. Now, there are some people looking at that contract and saying, I'm not feeling that contract. Not feeling that contract. It is a cheap contract. Let's be real. And a lot of people believe, and I believe this as well, that some of it has to do with race. He's a black quarterback, which is not a popular thing in the NFL, even though I want to give a big shout out to young pups like Patrick Mahomes and also Lamar Jackson, along with a Cam Newton, who are pioneering the black quarterback in the National Football League, but still is looked at as a position that is historically led by a white athlete. Just sits in the pocket and just dumps off throws. But 1 year, $7.5 million for a former NFL MVP who still has a lot left in the tank. And look, I don't blame Cam or his reps for taking that deal. You know, if he wanted basically a near lock opportunity to start, he had to sign. You know, he probably would not have gotten more money from another team. And any chance that would have meant going to a place with little chance to succeed, you know. And, I mean, now he's in a great position here. There's it's a great organization. It is the organization you go to if you need some kind of resurgence and if you want to win. Simple as that. You know, and I applaud Bill Belichick for taking the quote-unquote risk here. Again, it's high risk, high reward here because of Cam's recent injury history and banking on a black quarterback. I love that. But there's a bit of a double standard here, right? Really is. I mean, you look at that contract and you say, I mean, for a former NFL MVP, $7.5 million. I don't know. I'm not really feeling that. Richard Sherman actually came out. Richard Sherman tweeted about Newton's deal on Sunday night, pointing out a major issue, that being the money. Richard Sherman tweeted, quote, "How many former league MVPs had to sign for the league minimum? In parentheses, asking for a friend. Just ridiculous. A transcendent talent and less talented QBs are getting $15-16 million a year. Disgusting." Yeah, he's a risk. Former NFL MVP 5 years ago, struggled with injuries. He's a risk. But he is so talented. You know, even in 2018, when you really look at the numbers, even in 2018, 2 years ago, when he struggled with a shoulder injury that required season-ending surgery, he completed 67.9% of his passes. He was a 68% quarterback. By far a career high, and that was actually ninth best in the National Football League. And the fact that he remained unsigned for this long, I don't know. Check this, though. Yahoo Sports has broken down a few quarterback names that Cam Newton is being paid less than. And I'll let you decide whether or not you believe Cam Newton is better than this list. Teddy Bridgewater. He'll make at least $8 million in 2020 after signing a 3-year contract with the Carolina Panthers, the team that released Newton earlier this year. So Cam Newton's replacement, Teddy Bridgewater, will be getting paid more than Cam Newton this upcoming year. Taysom Hill, who is the highest paid backup quarterback in the league after signing a contract with the New Orleans Saints. I'll read that again. Taysom Hill, the highest paid, not starter, backup quarterback in the league. He signed a contract with the Saints in April, valued at $10.5 million annually. So you got a backup getting paid more than Cam Newton. Nick Foles, who was making a total of $8 million in 2020 after being traded to the Chicago Bears and restructuring his deal. The Bears also had to give up a fourth-round pick to acquire Foles, who will be competing with Mitch Trubisky for the starting job. Nick Foles is getting paid more than Cam Newton. Tua Tagovailoa, who was taken by the Miami Dolphins, fifth overall pick in the draft, That's despite his injury history back in college at the University of Alabama. Hip surgery that required total rehab in November. The annual value of Tagovailoa's contract is just over $7.5 million, all before he's been tested in an NFL game. All before Tua has played one down in the National Football League, let alone practice. Tua hasn't even practiced with the team. Has he even been fitted for that Miami Dolphins jersey? Bridgewater, Hill, Foles, Tagovailoa, Newton's peers, all being paid more than him. And if you look at things, I will argue with anyone that says that race doesn't have a little bit to do with this. I did bring up Teddy Bridgewater, who is a black quarterback. He is Newton's replacement. But Teddy is, again, just making around $8 million. You don't see, unless you're like Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, you don't see big contracts for black quarterbacks. You have not seen that. And we all know Cam Newton, who is an elite talent, despite the injury history, Cam Newton needs to be making more than $7.5 million. It's crazy. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Marcus Mariota, you know, those are two players you can bring up that are making around the same as Newton this upcoming year. But come on, man. Marcus Mariota and Ryan Fitzpatrick, they don't come close and don't have the history and proven NFL success that Cam Newton has. So the Pats get lucky. You get Cam Newton for nickels and dimes, and you put Cam Newton on that team with the kind of offensive weapons that the Pats have. This looks good. This looks really, really good. All right. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Tom Izzo, who is, cat out of the bag, one of my weekend winners. All right, so we'll come back with weekend winners. We'll put a bow on this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. You just heard my thoughts on Cam Newton, who is the new quarterback of the New England Patriots. Look, he's going to win that starting job. Let's just keep it all the way real here. All right. And that does include former Michigan State quarterback Brian Hoyer, who was over there with the Pats again. Heard my thoughts on that. I'll expound upon the weapons that Cam Newton will have on that team on tomorrow's Current Sports. But I want to take us on home with weekend winners. We have this segment each and every Monday here on WKAR's Current Sports. You get my thoughts on who won the weekend in the sporting world. And I got one loser as well. It's rare when I have a weekend loser because I like to keep it positive to start the week. But we can't ignore, and I'll just give you my weekend loser right now. We can't ignore how big of a disappointment it was to see that the Winged Wheel, the Detroit Red Wings, who had the worst record in the National Hockey League, so disappointing that they did not get that number one overall draft pick. When I saw that on Twitter this past weekend, I just, you know, my heart kind of sank, and it went out to all of the Winged Wheel fans out there, which include now former Current Sports engineer Jack Kerwin, diehard hockey fan. He's the first guy I saw really sulking on his Twitter page about it, and I said, oh, no. Tom Izzo. Now, he was named as the Big Ten's Coach of the Decade on Thursday, but I'm going to include him in my weekend winners because that's still just a great honor and pretty a no-brainer, right? A no-brainer. I mean, Tom Izzo, what he did this past decade, very remarkable stuff. Final Fours in 2010, 2015, and 2019. one player from each of those teams that went to the Final Four in Draymond Green, Denzel Valentine, and Cassius Winston, all being named to the BTN's All-Decade Team as well. Pretty remarkable stuff. And a record of 264-95, no-brainer. No-brainer. Congratulations to Tom Izzo there. All right, folks, that's all I got for you on this Monday edition of the show. We'll see you Tuesday. Be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.